Hey everybody, it's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the Course Building Secrets Podcast. I am thrilled that you're here. Hey, in this episode, I want to talk about something that I don't talk about a lot, but I think it's a great conversation, especially some of the conversations I've been having lately have led me to want to do this episode. And the question becomes, what is the income and impact driver that you're using long-term to build your business? Now, let me explain what that means, because that's a mouthful. Is that, like, you know, if you're a freelancer, a consultant, a service provider doing one-on-one work, a coach, whoever you are, it doesn't really matter. In one way, shape, or form, you're probably doing one-on-one services with your customers. And my question is always around, like, okay, so what happens when you either are maxed out working with those one-on-one customers, or you get to a point where you're like, something isn't working, right? Like, you're on the revenue roller coaster, you are, you sell, and then you get customers, and then you're working with the customers, and then something changes, and then you have to sell again, right? Like, you're just this constantly in this wheel. You don't own your time, you don't own your impact. And, or if you're a freelancer or a consultant, you're taking projects, right? You're constantly working in an hourly capacity, helping other businesses do whatever it is that you do, or consumers do whatever it is that you do, or you're doing a project for them or whatever. But it's a you know, specific time-based gig that you're doing. And what starts to happen after time is, you know, you're either growing to capacity and you can't handle it all yourself, or you are trying to stay doing it yourself and you just constantly kind of get in this this place of starting over, right? And so one day you wake up and you go, okay, wait a minute, like, I literally am doing the same thing that I've been doing for 20 years, and why is that? And I feel like I am, you know, bound to do something different, or I'm ready to stop working quite so hard, right? Like, these are questions that you may be asking yourself at this point, or kind of down the road when you think about your future. It's like, well, wait a minute, like, what happens when I don't want to be, you know, on a project, or, you know, have somebody else dictating my time? And so I want to talk about that today, because I think that there's, you know, kind of three different buckets of phases that you go through as you start your business. And so I want to just kind of reflect on that and share a little bit of my story around this, and then the transition forward. Like, what is the opportunity that's out there for you to look at what you're doing a little bit differently? So if you're a freelancer, a coach, a consultant, a service provider, anyone who's doing one-on-one work, this episode is for you. Okay, so the very first kind of aspect of this is really understanding how much of your time you control. So if you are already, well into, running your business, whatever that is, you understand sort of the time money conundrum, right? Is that when you're an employee at a company, you are trading your time for a paycheck, right? So they're controlling your time, they're controlling when you're there, when you're not there. It's a definition of an employee versus a contractor, right? Like, your employer can tell you what your hours are, they can tell you where you need to work and how you need to work. So it's pretty clear when you're an employee who is actually like controlling your time. Now, a lot of times when people leave their job or their career in wherever they are, they're looking for more freedom, more time freedom, more financial freedom, more impact freedom, whatever that looks like. And so, you know, you go out and you do your own thing. Maybe you go out and you are a contractor or a freelancer or a consultant, kind of when you first get started to learn how your expertise translates into, you know, more project-based work or hourly work or whatever. That's kind of a common path that people take. And the challenge with that is that you're still not actually controlling your time, right? So you're either coming into that company as an extra pair of hands, or you're coming in and, you know, kind of running them through a methodology so that they can get the result that they're looking for. But you're really still, you know, your time and your income is really still tied together, right? Like you get a project, you're working on the project, and your output is not separate from the financial reward you're getting for that, right? And so this is what happened to me when I started my agency. Is when I first went out on my own, I was contracting. And so I took a 6-month project as my sort of bridge from my very, you know, safe corporate job to starting my own business. And then did that kind of work for a while and realized, oh, wait a minute, like I actually don't control my time. This is just, I'm actually working a lot more hours, a lot harder on and doing the same thing that I was doing in a job, right, in a job. And so you start to, from there, go, okay, so now how do I start to buy my time back? And that's where then, you know, you can hire a team or you can put together systems or you can do all the different things. But if you're keeping the one-on-one model, you're keeping kind of the project-based model where you are delivering on a service, you never actually like leapfrog past that time money challenge, even if you add other people to the business. And so that was sort of the next phase that I went into was, okay, so how do I scale this beyond me? How do I help people? How do I get help for the capacity challenges that I was having, right? Like I had too much work. I didn't have enough time in my day to do it. So then I would hire other people to take it on, but I was still managing the work. I was still involved in the process. And so as we got more projects, then the expenses went up in the same way, right? So the company grew, but it was growing with the same things, right? Like revenue was growing, expenses were growing. We never quite could leapfrog past that to increase profitability and to make it into something that was a viable solution, even if I wasn't actively there right now. Like I could take vacations, I could check out for a while, but the business ultimately did not run without me. So that was the next sort of phase that I got through. Is I was like, okay, so what does this look like? Then I kind of got to a point where I was like, okay, so this is great, but what's going to happen when I don't want to actively be doing this anymore? Or I want to step away. Now, I could sell the business. That would have been an option. But I still had this desire to create an impact, create an income outside of, you know, kind of the work that I was doing and have something that was sort of a legacy builder for me, right? Like, what was it that I was able to sort of leave or impact with all of this expertise and knowledge and growth that I had done in my lifetime? And one of my biggest things is I have a high desire to continuously be learning all the time. So like what was eventually going to happen with that? And so because of that, I moved into phase three, which is like, how do I package and productize my service, my expertise, so that people can learn from me and I can help people build their, in this case, build their businesses so that I'm able to help make an impact based on my experience, right? So how do I shorten the learning curve for people? How do I help people get over obstacles and hurdles that they're going to run into as they're going through this process that I went through? And how do I build a business that allows for it to grow even if I am not feeding it, right? Even if my time is not involved in it. So how do I create something once and then sell it over and over and over again and have it expand regardless of the amount of time I'm putting into it? So that was phase three. So I got to that place where I was like, okay, great. Like I'm going to package my expertise. I'm going to productize my service. And therefore, then I can deliver that because I own my own intellectual property. I own my own signature framework. I can deliver that in an infinite number of ways, right? I could write a book. I could do signature talks. I can have an online or automated program that allows people to come in and learn what they need and get the tools and techniques and all the things. I could have a coaching program. I could do a retreat. I could do a mastermind. I could do all sorts of things, right? Because I was able to package what I had learned and what I had done in a way that was scalable, that could survive and grow without me and my involvement. And that was the turning point where I really started to realize that not only had I kind of recreated myself into a job, but I also wasn't offering my highest level of service either, because I was just, you know, in one company helping them out, or in, you know, 10 or 15 or 20 companies working on implementing our proprietary framework, versus being able to impact at a greater level. And started having conversations after I had started this. I started having conversations with a lot of my colleagues, freelancers, consultants, other people who were in various sort of degrees of business when they went out on their own outside of their job. And one of the biggest questions I always got, or kind of the conversation points that always happened, was like, what happens when I don't want to take on projects anymore? Like, what's next? Do I move into a job? Do I try and find a leadership role? Do I go and do something totally different? Like, one person was like, well, maybe I should just like open a coffee shop or do something completely different. And so that was where the conversation started to go, and they felt really trapped. And so I don't know, maybe you feel like this, maybe you don't at this point, but like they were just like, well, I just don't know what else to do, right? It doesn't feel like I can do anything else, so I should just keep taking on projects. Or I'm so busy, I can't possibly do anything else, but I want to take a break. I want to spend more time with my family. I want to be able to do other things and not just constantly be working at new companies all the time doing projects. The other conversation that came up quite a bit was like, what happens when I no longer want to be doing this, right? Like, so when you want to retire, right? What happens? Like, what happens to my business? What happens to all of these things that I've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years? Like, where does that go? Do I just like shut the door and walk away? Or is there something else that I can be doing, and not really having clarity on what that looks like? And so, you know, for me, it's an easy conversation, right? Because it's like, well, we need to get your intellectual property packaged so that you can continue to make an income and impact beyond your hours that you're working, right? Beyond how many hours you're sitting at the computer. And so, you know, I was involved in those conversations. At the time, I was still building the agency, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I totally get that. I need to be thinking about that too. I had built, you know, kind of these, this online business, but still wasn't really in that place of like, what does this look like? Like, what is the bigger picture? And so, you know, this year I turned 51. I am just going to say that out loud. Most of the time I say I've turned 28, like a number of times. But when you turn 50 or 51 in this case, like, there are some questions that you start asking yourself, right? Like, what does this look like as we move into the future? And, you know, physically, I'm not really interested in sitting at my computer 16 hours a day anymore, nor can I. And so what does that look like? How do I continue to grow my income and my impact and really step into my zone of genius? What does that look like? So asking myself those questions and having something that infinitely scales beyond your ability or need to feed it is such a powerful position to be in, because you're able to get time freedom, impact freedom, income freedom, and you have choice. And I think for me, that's the biggest thing, is like being able to have choice. I can take on any projects that I want to, but I don't need to, because I have that income coming in that allows me to not have that revenue roller coaster, not have that feast or famine, not have that fear of what's coming or what's not coming. And so if you're in that place, like, I just encourage you to get curious about what it would be like to package your expertise. Get it out there in a different way so that you can deliver it and make it into an asset. Maybe it's a legacy asset that continues to serve you as you move forward, as you move into being able to build your empire, being able to take on more things that are outside of maybe the hours for dollars that you were working before. So if you are interested in learning more about this, or if you need help, or if you're just not really sure where to get started, definitely reach out to me. We can have a conversation. And sometimes it's just about like uncovering what it is that is your secret sauce that differentiates you from someone else. So there you go. Hopefully this episode is helpful. If you are in that place where you're thinking about legacy, or you're thinking about like, how on earth do I start to package what I'm doing so that I can make an income, either a full-time income, or maybe it's just that money that's coming in month after month that just keeps you sort of in that choice zone, give me a shout, and I'm happy to help you through this and go as we move forward. All right. Have a great day.